taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And if you listen to this show, I am the most fullest of the glass, half fullest that you can be. And even I must admit that the minute I saw the confetti from the NBA Finals, and it's summer radio time. Steve Rubbish on vacation, Nikki V in the boot.
They want the boot.
Dude, that game sucked last night.
That game
sucked.
Sucked.
Dude,
shout out to all the Boston Celtics fans. It's not personal.
Yeah, seriously. Spencer Brown, congratulations, my friend. No. Congrats to the city of Boston. City of brotherly love. I'm kidding. I know that's not what it's called. But no, that game was terrible from tap to buzzer. Just awful. If you had any action at all on the freaking Mavericks, like, it was like getting repeatedly kicked in the balls. For 2.5
Wait,
hours.
Did you have a Mavericks action going on? Or
I had a parlay.
Or just watching
No, I wasn't stupid enough to bet that, you know, take like the Mavs money line, even though a bunch of late money was coming in on it. I did not do that. But no, I just had a couple, you know, like player props and like a parlay. I needed PJ Washington to not be invisible, and he basically was. I needed a couple of rebounds here and there, and they didn't get him because, I mean, they were getting beat on the glass like crazy. And it just was ridiculously – I will say this. Shout out my man Al Horford getting his first NBA title. And he was the only –
That was a story.
And he was the only leg of my parlay that actually came through. So, you know, at least I had that. So tip of the cap to Mr. Horford.
Congrats
on being a champion.
You know, the only interesting thing that, like, grabbed my attention. Okay. I'm watching the game. You could tell from the beginning how it was going to go. I wanted to watch how the personalities of Kyrie Irving and Luka were going to deal with getting just busted up. And then something else caught my attention early in the game. They panned on the sideline, and I saw one Ross McManus. But here's the problem, Nicky.
Really? I did not see that.
Ross McManus is on the sideline. I see him. I know exactly who he is, right? But in my brain, I could not think of his name. So I was making myself go internet silent, radio silent, TV silent. I was like, Marcus, you don't get to do any other activity until you think of his name. And he has a name that's, it's different, but it's kind of rhythmic. You should remember Ross McMaines. So I'm like thinking, and I finally it just jumped into my brain. You know, just I was in a ghost land. I was in a desert of I didn't have his name, and all of a sudden it just jumped right into my brain. Ross McMaines, right? So I get right over to the computer because I'm like, I know that was him, but I wasn't quite sure. And I'm like, I look at it, I see right there, head of player personnel development, you know, Ross McMaines. I said, I knew that was him. So shout out to Ross McMaines. And then I seen, I believe it was Rutherford tweeted out that he tweeted out, all we do is get propel something to the effect of propel assistant coaches to win championships elsewhere. Look, your boy Murray leaves here and is killing it up at UConn. Would he have been the head coach if Hurley would have took the Lakers job?
He might have.
He can't be far from that chair.
Oh, I mean, like, he was showing up on the, you know, the next one list when he was here.
Yeah.
That was, what, 5-6 years ago? So, yeah.
God, time flies by so fast.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, like I said, I watched it, and I just watched the little ancillary things. I didn't necessarily, I'm sorry, let me get this out of my system. I didn't like seeing it looked like fake crying out of Tatum. It looked like just everybody's trying to be overly dramatic, and just the anything's possible fake copy. You know what irritated me? When Kobe Bean Bryant did the Jordan jump up, you know, the three, you know, the arm. I'm like, that's fake. That's scripted. You knew what you were doing. You were just doing that. For the commercial, you were doing that to particularly get the Jordan comparison. The Tatum, I can do anything. KG already did that, Jason. He already did that. I mean, were you trying to get another commercial? Golly.
I mean, maybe.
No, boy, y'all was up 3-0. You knew you was winning that damn championship, Tatum. I can't believe it. Horford, you are smart enough to know that this team could. You knew. Why?
Okay, wait. Horford was like in the league the longest without a title. I mean,
after game one, Al Horford was going home talking to his wife, talking to his kids. Daddy about to win that ship. He told his mom. Nikki, it is clear as crystal. The Mavericks knew. Boston Celtics, oh, God, they can't do nothing with us. Even if it went 7, they can't beat us. Golly.
No, they could not.
It was obvious that because Ross McMaines had him ready. Offensive coordinator for the Boston Celtics, Ross McMaines. Player, personal player development, Ross McMaines. Tatum is corny, Texas says. I mean, am I wrong?
Dude, I don't know.
38-31-93-9.
I feel like it's become cool to hate on Tatum and that he's overrated and he disappears in the playoffs and everything. And so, like, there's certain players that
this
it's
is so unsatisfying. You keep going, Nikki. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
I'm emotional about this.
No, I feel like certain players do certain things to make it so that it's cool
Tatum's
to hate
like
on them.
Like the Drake of NBA basketball.
Okay, I'm listening.
He's the Drake. He's good looking. Did you see that picture of Tatum and...
I thought you meant the one of Drake. And yes, made me hate him even more.
Who?
Drake.
Picture of Drake and who?
Well, it looked like there were two people in the picture, but there was only one.
No, I'm saying... That's pretty funny. There's a picture. Who's the... Okay, a hockey player, like an MVP level guy.
Okay, Connor McDavid.
I think that's him. There's a picture of Tatum and him on the bus.
I think that's Matt Tkachuk.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. But no. Matt Tkachuk's a bad man.
Okay. That's the MVP level type.
Yeah, good dude.
So I see you see that picture, right? And you see Tatum and that kid riding the school bus. And the vibes on that is just y'all were ordained. Y'all were ordained from day one. Tatum carries himself like he's been ordained from the beginning.
Right.
It's like the Drake pathway, as long as he's been around. I mean, he survived ghostwriters. He survived corny dude on whatever the show was.
No. Degrassi.
Yeah, like
that's when he was Aubrey Graham.
Get away with rapping to be, you know, in this genre and being a Degrassi kid, and nobody really getting any. Rap is competitive, and anybody who finds out, by the time Pusha T got hold of Drake, it was 16 years in, right? He just ordained. He looks ordained. He seems ordained. It seems like I said, good looking guy. Just. You know, it's just like
he's in a big market. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just like Boston. You're in the Boston market.
Most championships in any franchise.
Right.
18. Good God.
You know, and here's the thing. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. Be good. Went to Duke. Nikki.
So why do we hate him? Is it because of all the reasons you just mentioned?
I don't think that's the hate. I think that's just extremely uncompelling.
Oh.
Right? You know, I was making the joke last night that I don't have a good story for Jalen either. Jalen Reeves-Maven.
What do you mean you don't have a good story?
I don't get to say... He's from the streets.
Oh, well, right.
He had to get it out the mud of the streets of Clarksville. I mean, yeah, a little bit of, a little tough, you know, health issue when he was a baby. It's chronic asthma held him back, but he was just willing to, you know, the damn dandelions in our neighborhood that made him sneeze and sniffle and triggered his asthma. But he was able to fight through it and become... NBA Special Teamer of the Year. It's just like, I don't have a story. He does not have a story. You know who's the biggest story? You know who's the biggest story?
I'm listening.
The realest story? Jaylen Brown.
Oh, MVP?
No. What do you know about Jaylen Brown's life?
That I don't know much about him.
That's the problem. This is the most dropped ball moment. I'm going to go to Facebook because I shared it very recently. Now, you're going to have to pardon me if the audio isn't up to par. It won't be. But, okay, is there any way I can send this? Okay, actually, I'll...
If you send it to me, yeah.
It's on Facebook.
Can you post it on your Twitter?
I don't know. Okay, here I'm gonna play it, or I'm gonna find it in 3, 2, 1. Listen to this. I'm gonna try this. This is not gonna work, Nikki, but I can't help myself.
Jaylen Brown's resume might be the most ridiculous in NBA history. There was a reason NBA scouts were downgrading him when he came out of Cal, because they felt he was too smart. Back in high school, Jaylen Brown was Mr. Georgia basketball, but he also graduated the top of his class. He chose Cal, an academic school, over blue bloods like Kentucky and Kansas. Immediately upon arriving, he enrolled in graduate level courses and made the varsity chess team. He also learned multiple languages like Spanish and Arabic. Despite him also being Pac-12 Freshman of the Year, his brain freaked out scouts. When Boston took him third overall, the pick was widely graded as one of the worst in the draft. None of it ended up mattering. At 22 years old, he became the youngest VP of the NBA Players Union, and then he really started cooking. He was named an MIT Media Lab Fellow and became the youngest person ever to lecture at Harvard. NASA wasn't to be outdone, though. They offered him an internship in 2021. A year later, he made his first finals, and in 2023, he was up for the largest contract in NBA history. While he and his agent were in the middle of negotiations, Jaylen was teaching a robotics session at MIT. Now, I'm not sure when he started learning or how good he is, but just as the cherry on top here, he also plays piano and guitar. Follow if you enjoy. Jaylen Brown's resume.
Yo, I had no idea about any of that.
That's what I'm saying.
Holy smokes.
That's what I'm saying. You had no, and it's not you. Nobody has any idea.
That this dude was teaching at MIT?
He's teaching robotics at MIT while simultaneously being the youngest speaker ever at Harvard. Choosing to go. Listen, top in his class, Mr. Basketball in Georgia, goes to Cal, is regarded as the worst pick in the entire draft class. Jaylen Brown, you talk about missed opportunity. And then I got to listen to this. I'm not a big fan of Stephen A. Smith, right? So Stephen A. Smith pops up out of nowhere, especially when it's time for somebody to get paid. Like, he's just not marketable. Well, you need to fire your marketing team. All you people who work with Boston Celtics, if he's not marketable, you need to fire your marketing team.
That is one of the most impressive things. And now he gets to add NBA champion and NBA and finals MVP.
And finals MVP.
To his.
That's the story. Not one mention.
It's all about Luka and Tatum. I mean, the headlines on First Take have been, did Tatum do enough to silence the critics? Are you okay with Jaylen Brown being the MVP? So it's not like, you know, giving him his roses.
It's a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, it's a backhanded compliment. And did Luka's finals performance tarnish his image? Which I do think it did. But yeah, it totally did.
It did. And what some fans said to Kyrie when he dived for a ball. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, his resume is ridiculous.
Oh, God, yeah.
And they it's almost like you don't want to say it, but it's like, y'all, are y'all hiding this?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Why would you not want to promote someone as being a genius and also a bad? I mean, he's basically a superhero.
Golly. That was awesome. Okay. Well, anyway, out of all the impressions, or the impressiveness. Let me hear that other clip.
Union 1600.
Answer there. The last Stanley double in the game, Ty. You can see the scores.
5,000, please.
All right, betting it almost all on labor unions. Here's your clue. In 2024, Jalen Reeves Maben, president of this union, said he'd like to see all stadiums switch to natural grass.
What is the NFL Players Union?
That is correct. The NFL Players Association. Much tighter game.
Okay.
Unions.
Conspiracies. Today is going to be all about conspiracies. Let me plug this back up. Today is going to be all about conspiracies. You want to know why? Because that felt fake.
How so?
That felt fake. Did you see the video? Did you see his sigh of relief?
Yeah.
When he got the question right. Okay, because here's the problem.
He did seem to pull that one out of his ass.
Okay, here's my problem. This union, you know, whatever, Jalen Reeves Maybe's the head of what union, right?
Right.
Okay, I don't mean to intentionally be politically incorrect, but everybody knows this. My heart shows through. Nikki. When they say Jalen Reeves Maben, and you talk about turf, okay, you've automatically eliminated hockey.
Right.
You've automatically eliminated basketball.
Right.
And your sports unions, right? Playing on all your stadium turfs, okay? I don't know how to say this. But a name like Jalen Reeves Maben, you can probably squeeze it down to either basketball or football. And being that basketball, I don't see a lot of. I mean, baseball, is that a problem?
I was going to say maybe baseball. You could see maybe it being baseball. But I mean, the clue
How many baseball union president sound like Jalen Reeves, maybe?
That's a good point.
I just don't recall any baseball union guys.
I wish he would have picked hockey just for the comedy of it.
Oh, when I saw the long pause, I'm like, okay, well, that's pretty. that's kind of a giveaway question. And then, like I said, and then he did but then again, he did risk it all.
He did go.
Yeah. It is a daily double.
Right.
That he put his whole stack
on.
He was not super confident. But, you know, I guess this is me having as much time as possible to overanalyze.
Right.
You know, but
I thought it was a great question. I mean, I thought they phrased it pretty well. They put enough like clues in there, you know. It's like, okay, what sport would want to, or what, you know, who'd want to switch to, you know, grass? And when you only have 5 seconds to think about it, you know, it's kind of tricky. Jalen Reeves Maven. It's like, have I heard that name before? I've probably heard that name before. You know, what sport is it? You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought it was a worded question.
What is the awesome level of that, though?
Oh, it's fantastic. it's so awesome.
Okay, so here's the thing, Nikki. I am going to send a link to you because I screwed it up on the stream, the YouTube stream. Okay, sorry about that. So Nikki's going to try to effort to bring that. It's just a Jalen Brown clip, but just to catch people up who didn't hear it, talking about Jalen Brown being a bigger story. Like, I do agree. Was this Kyrie's last chance at another title? Yes, if he is going to be the man. If he's like the fourth best player, like he could have been Drew Holiday. He can be the Drew Holiday of somebody's team. But yeah, you can't depend on Kyrie. He's cold, but no. Yeah, that's probably his last shot. Michelle actually gave me, okay, sorry about that. Jerem is efforting. Was the answer not the, yeah, I was surprised. Listen, thank you to everybody who sent me that. It was awesome to wake up. It was awesome to wake up with all those messages. You know how you get up and you think something's wrong because your phone got way too many messages, and then you get on Twitter and you're tagged way too much, and you're like, uh-oh, what the hell happened? And then I look, Steve hadn't hit me up. Hold on. Okay, this is a long text. I think it's like opening a Christmas present in the front of the person who bought it, the gift for you. Kind of have to express emotions, even though it's not really there. Wait, is that your feeling on
Tatum? Yeah,
says Tatum is corny. I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't have a problem with Jason Tatum. Again, the just being as uncompelling of a storyline. Like I said, Luka was just, he was what he was. Horford's a story. I mean, the guy who hits the half court shot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of, you know, it's kind of tough. I like to see the bench dudes. Porzingis coming back. I mean, Porzingis is a good player. He's a 7-footer.
Unicorn, baby.
Yeah, he can play. They got a team that can play. The Derek White kid can play. Oh, he lost his chiclets too.
Mm. Yeah, that was a rough look.
Yeah, that was tough.
That was rough.
Yeah.
Mad props to him.
Yeah. He tough to it, but he was probably like, I was gonna get my stuff done anyway.
Had all of Derek Lively falling on him.
Yeah,
that was rough.
He probably, but I bet he the way he handled it, he looked like he was getting ready. Like as soon as the season ended, he was getting ready to go get some.
He was like, I'm getting veneers anyway.
Yeah,
I'm getting
typed veneers. They just sucked that, you know, I had to go through this. But we win the championship. Hey, we got a dentist in the house. They're like, yes, we got you, Derek. But everything's on the house, right? right? Everybody got to get Derek White.
Oh, God, yeah.
You got to get the high-level dentistry, right?
Oh, dude, I mean, that's a layup, no pun intended.
Yeah, easily. Okay, Jaylen Brown, just to refresh it, for those of you who heard it already, sorry about that. YouTube did not hear it, so I wanted to play it for them one more time.
Be the most ridiculous in NBA history. There is a reason NBA scouts were downgrading him when he came out of Cal, because they felt he was too smart. Back in high school, Jaylen Brown was Mr. Georgia basketball, but he also graduated at the top of his class. He chose Cal, an academic school, over blue bloods like Kentucky and Kansas. Immediately upon arriving, he enrolled in graduate level courses and made the varsity chess team. He also learned multiple languages like Spanish and Arabic. Despite him also being Pac-12 Freshman of the Year, his brain freaked out scouts. When Boston took him third overall, the pick was widely graded as one of the worst in the draft. None of it ended up mattering. At 22 years old, he became the youngest VP of the NBA Players Union, and then he really started cooking. He was named an MIT Media Lab Fellow and became the youngest person ever to lecture at Harvard. NASA wasn't to be outdone, though. They offered him an internship in 2021. A year later, he made his first finals, and in 2023, he was up for the largest contract in NBA history. While he and his agent were in the middle of negotiations, Jaylen was teaching a robotics session at MIT. Now, I'm not sure when he started learning or how good he is, but just as the cherry on top here, he also plays piano and guitar. Follow if you enjoyed.
Jaylen Brown's resume is crazy.
If Tatum is the Drake of the NBA, Jaylen Brown has to be like the Forrest Gump. Actually, no, not Forrest.
Well, Gump. I mean, you could just say, is he the Kendrick? Is he like
what entertainer is Jaylen Brown to the NBA? He can't be Forrest Gump because Forrest Gump is
who's somebody that's like amazing, or like that, you know, just is like good at everything.
Yeah, and then I'm like,
is he the Rock?
That's funny. Who would Jaylen Brown be? I mean, and it's like, how good is your time management?
Yeah, seriously.
Do you have fun?
That's what. That's the only thing.
Is this considered fun to you?
Right.
Like you have got to have a motor that propels you. Crazy,
dude! I want him to be president now.
Right, the youngest was the vice president of the players'
union at like 22.
At 22 years old, you are just golly. That's got to be intimidating for the ladies.
Seriously.
Yeah, he's like, so what did you do today?
Can you imagine what the woman is that matches his accolades? Like, she has to just. I mean, I'm assuming. I mean, I hate to say it, but like gorgeous, like CEO lawyer who also is like an opera singer, like, you know, just something stupid.
He probably want a homebody wife.
Also, maybe that someone, you know, maybe someone who has a personality.
I do enough for both of us. Just be funny.
Yeah, seriously.
Just give me
that's the only thing.
Give me babies to be funny.
Do you think he's too smart? Do you think he's one of those guys that has a hard time adapting to social situations because he's so intelligent?
It's possible, but I would
never met the dude. I love how we're just making assumptions.
I would think that would be insulting to even suggest that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but
I could see it.
But like, you know, we've all met those people. I'm not even saying like, you know, spectrum people. I'm saying like they're, you know, just so intelligent. Sometimes their social cues are just slightly off.
Jaylen Brown is J. Cole.
That's a good one.
I like that. I do like that.
Regardless, he could have the social, you know, ability of a cucumber. That man is mad impressive. Mad impressive.
Again, like imagine being in his shoes and just. All the conversations he's around are just so Cro-Magnon, so lowbrow for him. And he has to adjust his...
In order for him to be engaged in the NBA like discussion, he had to be the VP of the Players Union at 22.
That means he saw the contracts and was like, nah, this can't work.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to be...
In order for him to feel engaged, he not only had to ball on the court, but he had to be like, no, I'm going to make some changes.
I'm bored. I'm going to learn to play the piano and the guitar.
And the guitar. In between learning Spanish and Arabic.
In between learning Spanish and Arabic and teaching robotics classes.
Right. And speaking, he's taking classes and spoken at NASA, MIT, and Harvard.
At Harvard.
And the dude's on the chess team. I mean, seriously. I am so enamored with him right now. And we didn't hear any of that stuff.
Made the varsity chess team at Cal as a freshman. You would not believe it. You would not believe it.
No.
That's a Forrest Gump level. If I told you that I went from braces to Alabama scholarship to war hero to, you know what I'm saying, to...
Yeah, Medal of Honor winner, yeah, right. Yeah,
right, you can grab that. To going across the globe.
It's not our phone. It's...
Oh, okay. The transatlantic walk, or whatever you want to call it. Didn't Forrest Gump go across the whole
America? Yeah, like multiple times. He just ran back and forth across America. Bubba Gump, a shrimp company, became like a multi-gajillionaire. Kind of helped invent the Spit Happens t-shirt and Have a Nice Day t-shirt.
He rebirthed it.
He called in Watergate.
What else did he do, Nicky?
I'm trying to think what else he did in the movie. He helped alleviate racial tension in Alabama schools.
No, he went to Washington, D.C. also.
Right. Oh, he was a Heisman winner. He also, yeah, he won the Heisman, too. Did we mention that? Heisman, Medal of Honor winner. I'm not sure he won the Heisman. He was an All-American.
An All-American, yeah. No, I think he was at the speech with Martin Luther King.
Yeah, yeah. That's all I got to say about that.
Hold on. Let me see. Texters. Get our last opinions on Tatum before we hit the commercial break, because we're still going down more conspiracy roads. Sports is on the verge. Hold on. Let me see really quick. I'll fill in the blank after the commercial break. Hold on. I'll get Tatum. He keeps his personal life low-key. He's married to a singer from the UK, and people had to really dig to find it. Okay, even worse. Even worse. He's married to
someone in showbiz.
He's married to a... I'm talking about Tatum.
Yeah. Oh, Tatum,
yeah,
is?
Tatum,
oh,
is, oh, married to a singer from the UK.
Hmm.
Maybe I do hate him.
I was going to say.
Maybe I do hate him.
You hate Tatum.
Yeah.
You hate him, Tatum.
Maybe you just do got to... Or maybe he just earned the right... Texas says Forrest Gump exposed Watergate. No, really.
It is crazy that we didn't know that about Jaylen Brown.
Oh, I know.
But all we talked about was, is Jason Tatum going to show up in the playoffs or not? Like, that was the 80% of the discussion around the Celtics.
This should have been a trivia question. He taught Elvis's dance.
Oh, I forgot about Elvis. Yeah, I forgot about Elvis. Yeah.
He bought into Apple.
Right.
Okay.
Forgot about that too. God, that movie's so good.
Hold on. He taught Elvis to dance and taught Jenny how to dangle. I didn't get that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one
either. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have read it out loud. I knew what he was talking about. Did all these things. But he still couldn't dribble his left hand with Jaylen Brown. I don't think he cares about that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Especially now. But
he was good enough to be finals MVP without using his
left hand. That's the perfect text. That's the perfect text.
Yeah.
That is the world we live in. You should work for this show that simultaneously runs on television at the same time as me. Because you were able to talk about his left hand and not talk about the greatness that is Jaylen Brown. We had a full conversation about the unbelievable accolades of Jaylen Brown. And off the top rope.
Yeah, he can't dribble with his left hand.
Quick commercial break, 93.9 The Ville.
Ooh, Forrest was also a ping pong champion.
He was awesome at ping pong.
Good text,
26-73. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before I go any further, I want to take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Speaking of temperature control, how you holding up, Nikki?
It was a rough one last night.
Another rough one last night.
I couldn't sleep. I wrestled with the mini split. I think I got it set up, but I was about to set up an air mattress and sleep downstairs, and then I found a fan, just a box fan that we had like in the closet, and thank God for that. It was the only.
No, you had a box.
No, I'm so pissed off.
In the closet.
So pissed off. I had this box fan. I had no idea about
it. Is it one of those kind of closets that you don't even like open?
Oh yeah,
because it's a fallout type deal.
Not quite, but close. But close. And I'm so mad I didn't think about it because we were just using this box fan to dry something. And I completely forgot we had it. And I'm so mad at myself because it would have helped me go to sleep like 2 hours sooner. Because I was melting. And my girlfriend came home and she was feeling a little dizzy. So she laid on the couch. And she doesn't mind the heat. She could sleep in the heat. She could sleep in the cold.
You did, you know, say
yeah,
that.
She doesn't care. But she fell asleep on the couch last night because she was feeling dizzy. So we only have one good couch to sleep on in the cold. So I came home
downstairs.
Yeah, and she was asleep downstairs. And I was so close to being like, babe, you gotta sleep upstairs. You sleep in the bed. I'm taking the couch because it's too hot up there. It is too effing hot. But once I found the box fan, I was able to get some sleep.
You know what? I got to say this. I'm almost embarrassed about how, like, usually in the evenings, like, I've been getting, like, really hot, you know, early in my evenings. I'm just getting kind of, you know, sweaty or something. You know, I know what it was, but it was like, I don't know, whatever I've been doing over the last couple weeks, like, health-wise, like, I stopped being like an overheated person. Like,
oh really?
Well, yeah, I hadn't been a traditional.
Well, your inflammation's down. I bet that has something to do with it.
I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed.
How so?
I mean, no. Okay, you ever make an alt? What's the word? You ever make an adjustment? Let's just say adjustment. You make an adjustment on something you do, your diet, your exercise, something. And you feel so much better that you're like, what is wrong? What was wrong with me? Like, what was wrong? It's worth it.
And then when you go back to doing whatever bad habit that is, it's like, why am I doing this?
Why am I doing this?
Like, I know I feel so much better when I don't eat carbs or I drink less caffeine or something.
Again, I officially started last Sunday, right?
Right.
But I had been cutting it. Okay. Before then, I had, you know, been taking the bun off or, you know, just, you know, you get a chicken sandwich, you know, like any little thing you do, I was just eliminating the carb part of it.
Right.
You know, it's cutting off the potato, just slowly doing it. On the Sunday it was like zero carbs, zero sugar. Again, one breakdown, I had a couple of dips of sauce or something, just, I can't take it, you know?
Yeah, right, right.
But yeah, maybe, what was it? A little bit of dressing, like 2 teaspoons of dressing on a chicken salad or something.
Right.
Like, was my max. That was like splurge, right? And yeah, just like, I don't get the night sweats and just the little, you know, just those little
things. Yeah, the little things.
That,
yeah.
Yeah, that just like have me feeling terrible. So I'm like, good job, Marcus.
I've been eating less because I'm on that semaglutide and I notice I've been sleeping better. And I'm like, man. And even like when I'm like kind of cheating, like I haven't eaten like anything all day, but I'll eat something late and I'm still sleeping better
because right.
I'm still eating less.
Right.
And I'm just like, man.
Oh, speaking of eating, boy, that spaghetti squash is crap. Hola.
Yeah. How much cheese did you put on
Listen.
It? Did the cheese help at all?
No, here's the thing. I made it last night. So for this is the update, people. Now that was for shock value. My original reaction was for shock value. I made the spaghetti squash last night. Now, it was not what I expected it to taste like. You know what I kind of equate it to? Stringy mashed potatoes. You know how you get hashed like the Waffle House.
Right.
Mashed potatoes. Like stringy.
Yeah.
When they shave it.
Yeah. The hash browns.
Yeah, the hash browns.
Yeah.
It kind of tasted like that. You're softer, but.
It's not as tasty. It's not smothered, covered, chunked, and diced.
It's not smothered in all the unhealthy things, you know, I didn't have with it. So, yeah, it was a little more. So, like, imagine if you had mashed potatoes. Not the toasty brown part up the top that you love. But let's say you went to and got the hash browns from Waffle House and turned it upside down and only ate the.
Yeah.
The ones
with less butter. Yeah.
Yeah, the ones that were on the bottom that aren't toasted.
Yeah.
That's about what it tastes like. So
that's a solid analogy.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm
as someone who's had it.
I won't say it wasn't spaghetti.
No, it's not.
Like I said, there's some texture to it, so you're biting into it. It wasn't terrible. It made a lot too.
That is one thing. Like when I ate it. And I was doing it Vitality style, so I had, you know, the special sauce, and I used, like, cottage cheese. I was stuffed, because there was a lot of it.
There was a lot of it. Squash does make a lot
it
of
it. It is a starchy vegetable, yes.
Is that starchy, though?
I think so, yeah. But not like in an unhealthy starch.
Oh, okay.
I think it's like a filling starchy vegetable, like Brussels sprouts or something.
Okay, so I did eat a bite or two. I'll tell you what. I could not go into the next conversation. First of all, my starting lineup is done. My basketball starting lineup is done.
Nice.
After yesterday's unfolding of events, the basketball team tweeted out something, and I said, as soon as I saw it, I said, that's it. My starting lineup is done. Okay. Are you going to be bold enough to try to get your dad to ask Coach Kelsey what is the starting lineup right now? Boom. Coach Kelsey, give me your starting lineup.
Coach Kelsey's supposed to join us today. I don't know if it's at 1 or 2. I'm not sure what time.
It's tweeted out at 1 o'clock.
It is at 1. Okay, because yesterday we weren't sure about it. Okay, so 1 o'clock he's going to join, and I'll see if maybe Pops could pry something loose.
Is he going to try to Dino
Gaudio? Probably not. But, yeah.
Yeah, because, again, you can hear the – I don't want to say chippiness. You can hear that there's a solid wall between evaluation of players and media.
Yeah.
You will not get, like I said, I'll give a little compliment. You know, hey, Rain Smith going to do the overseas thing. You know, you could ask him.
Right.
You know, hey,
right.
Is that helpful to the game? Or, you know, I bet if you ask coach in a private moment, they're like, I don't want him playing international anything.
Yeah. Right. I just want him here practicing with us.
Yeah. I mean, what's going to happen when Rain Smith goes over there and goes donkeys, right? And somebody offers him a contract.
Yeah, right.
That he can't say no to.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going with the Australian national team?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. Hope we don't lose him.
We got a bad track record with Aussies.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, right.
Trenton.
Yeah, go ahead and play. Yeah, you're going to start some international beef with
Australia. The city of Louisville versus Australia, yeah.
Just because we're in the mood for hating. Rolling along. Midday's with Marcus Maven, 939 The Ville.
Your home is your fortress, and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated, will provide free inspections, estimates, and of course they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today.